938 approaching Mill.
Okay, 938, how's the situation going?
Fine. I got a car following me that has, you know, their people in it. I offered to let them get out after I made the corner onto 6. They said it'd be better to get off somewhere downtown, so I'm just waiting for them to tell me when they want to get off, but everything's calm, at least.
Okay, does the caregiver still seem to be talking to police?
I don't know that he called police. That wasn't mentioned to me except for you saying that they called the police. And I see no police. Oh, there he goes.
The police are behind you?
No, I made a stop for another customer and the person in question got off, so the caretaker got off too. I don't have seen a police officer yet.
Okay, yeah, it must have been the other caregivers on the phone with him. Okay, well, I'm going to show you clear. Thank you. And in the future, I know that you kind of got a little bit of confusing information there, but if their caregiver is there with somebody that can't make their own decisions and they're being watched, and if they're having problems getting them off the bus, definitely do call us back, you know, and we'll get a supervisor there or police to help them so they're not too far off away from their group or whatnot.
Well, yeah, if they covered that in training, I must have been asleep or it's been so long. I just wanted to make sure, you know, if I'm going to hand somebody off, that they're, you know, capable and qualified to, for, you know, so there's no liability issues.
Right. Okay, so those caregivers weren't on board with him the whole time?
Well, initially there was two that got on. One of them stayed on with him, so he was always with at least one.
Okay, I see. All right. Okay, well, it's kind of a random situation. Let's just hope it doesn't come up again. Thank you for your patience, and I hope you have a good evening.
Yeah, I appreciate it. That's the second time it's happened to me, so I guess I'm a magnet for that kind of thing.
All right, thank you. 1907.